Marty Kaley, Celtic music from across the globe and across town. I'm Dave Baghdad, and I'm so glad you could join us. On tonight's program, we'll feature music from Ireland, Scotland, Canada, and the U.S. Thanks for being here.
This program was made possible by support from Nine Irish Brothers in Indianapolis and the Scotty Grant Irish Music Club, as well as donations from the Friends of the Kitchen Party Kaylee.
Cade me la falcha. You're very welcome here for this 140th edition of the Kitchen Party Kaylee. I'm your host, Dave Baghdad, and we have a great show for you. Some things you may know and a lot you probably don't. Our programming this week is sponsored by the Scotty Grant Irish Music Club and Nine Irish Brothers at the corner of Mass Ave and East Street in Indianapolis. This is the third Friday in May, which means that, ordinarily, we'd be doing our theme Third Friday programming. Sometimes, though, things don't go precisely as planned, so we're going to put the TTF show off for a week. This means next Friday, we'll shine the spotlight on a group that's near and dear to me, the Murphy Roche Irish Music Club, the members of which have just issued a new CD. We'll have interviews with and music from some really talented people, many of whom are getting ready to compete at the All-Ireland FLA in Ennis this August. I hope you'll join us. As I said, that's next week, but for this time, we're just going to play a lot of great music for you, starting with Lunasa. We'll go back to 2004 for a set which includes the Scottish Concerto Strathspey, The Trip to Windsor, and Punch in the Dark. This comes from the band's fifth album, The Kennedy Sessions, which was recorded live at Kennedy Castle in front of a small audience. Featured here are Kevin Crawford on flute and whistle, Sean Smith on fiddle, Killian Vallely on pipes and whistle, Trevor Hutchinson on bass, and Donna Hennessy on guitar. From there, we'll have a song from John Doyle. But first, here's Lunasa with Punch on the Kitchen Party Kaylee. Thank you.
colonial boy, Jack Dolan was his name. Of poor and honest parents, he was born in Castlemaine. He was his father's only son, his mother's only joy. And dearly did his parents love the wild colonial boy. He was scarcely 16 years of age when he left his native land. And through Australia's sunny climes, a bushranger he roamed. He robbed those wealthy squatters, their stocks he did destroy. And a terror to Australia was the wild colonial boy. So come along, the hearties, we'll roam a mountain high. Together we may follow and together we may ride. We'll wander o'er the valley, we'll get aboard a plane. We'll scorn to live in slavery, bow down in iron chains. The staring youth commenced his wild career with a heart that knew no danger, no foeman did he fear. He held up the Beechwood mail coach and he robbed George McAvoy, who trembled and gave up his gold to the wild colonial boy. One day as he was walking the mountainside along, listening to those pleasant birds, their clever laughing song, up rode three mountain troopers, Kelly, Davis and Fitzroy, and swore that they would capture him, the wild colonial boy. So come along, the hearties, we'll roam the mountain high. Together we may follow and together we may ride. We'll wander o'er the valley, we'll gallop o'er the plain. We'll scorn to live in slavery, bow down in iron chains. You see, we're 3-1. Surrender now, Jack Dolan, or your life will not be long. Jack took a pistol from his belt and shook it up on high. Well, I'll fight but not surrender, says the wild colonial boy. He fired a trooper, Kelly, and he brought him to the ground. But turning round to Davis, he received a mortal wound. All shattered through the jaw, he lay still firing at Fitzroy. And that's the way they captured him, the wild colonial boy. Come along, me hearties, we'll roam a mountain high. Together we may follow and together we may ride. We'll wander o'er the valley, we'll gallop o'er the plain. We'll scorn to live in slavery, bind down an iron chain. So come along, you rebels, we'll roam a mountain high. Together we may follow and together we may ride. We'll wander o'er the valley, we'll gallop o'er the plain. Scorn to live in slavery, bow down in iron chains.
John Doyle on guitar and vocals there, with Jack Dolan, a reworking of The Wild Colonial Boy. This comes from John's second solo album, Wayward Son, which came out in 2005. John has been a very busy fellow, performing in a variety of settings, one being the Teetotalers, his trio with Martin Hayes and Kevin Crawford. We'll be hearing from Martin later in the program, and we preceded John's track with one featuring Kevin with Lunasa, a set including the Scottish Concerto Strathspey, The Trip to Windsor, and Punch in the Dark. This selection comes from Lunasa's fifth album, The Kennedy Sessions, and this record and John's album, Wayward Son, are both available from the good folks at Compass Records. Let's head back to 1981 for a medley from Dedannan, a group which meant a lot to me personally when I was first discovering Irish music. We'll check out what I consider to be the classic Dedannan lineup of Jackie Daly on accordion, Alec Finn on bouzouki, Frankie Gavin on fiddle, Charlie Piggott on banjo, and Johnny Ringo McDonough on boron. From their album, The Star-Spangled Molly, let's check out a medley of two jigs, The Coleraine and Hardiman's Fancy, and two reels, John Stenson's No. 1 and Moher's Reel. I really like the arrangement here and the way the melodies are shared around between the instruments. From there, we'll jump ahead a couple of decades for a song from the Elders, but first, here's Dedannan on The Kitchen Party, Kaylee.
Thank you. the Elders, and you are listening to The Kitchen Party Daily.
Seeing Kevin walks down the path, see a sign for Lynham's Pub in Glendalough this way. He steps in with caution and look around. The boys from Clara Lara just in from bailing hay. Yeah! He's seated in the corner, a sip and a drop of the black stuff and whiskey. They beckon him a cheers. In steps Tony Murphy, and with a smile they tip a glass. He tells them of the years. They come from all nations to hear your story told. The fog that curls around the hills, a life and death they do behold. Your words still speak a promise. Forever they will flock. The valley, the tower, the church and the lakes, the vale of Glendalough. Tells Kevin of the legends. Father Cronin always said an angel child was he. The truth is all written in Acta Sanctorum. Let's have another glass and I'll drink a pint with thee. Come on! We talked on into the night. The barman said it's timey, lads. So we stepped out in the cold. In the moonlight as the rain was lashing down, they danced a merry jig with ghosts of old. They come from all the nations to hear your story told. Like the fog that curls around the hills, life and death they can behold. Your words still speak of promise. Forever they will flock. The valley, the tower, the church and the lakes, the vale of Glendalough. Come on!
The Elders there are great mates from Kansas City with St. Kevin from their 2004 album American Wake. Featured here are Ian Byrne on vocals, Steve Phillips on guitar, Norm Daler on bass, and Brent Hode on keys. The Elders will be appearing at Gaelic Park outside Chicago over Memorial Day weekend, which is as close as they'll get to our area for a while. If you want to learn more, visit eldersmusic.com. Before the Elders, we had a wonderful historical track from Dedannon's classic lineup of Jackie Daly, Alec Finn, Frankie Gavin, Johnny McDonough, and Charlie Piggott. We heard two jigs, The Coleraine and Hardiman's Fancy, into two reels, John Stenson's Number One and Mohers, from the band's 1981 album, The Star-Spangled Molly. Time for some new music now, courtesy of Melodeon player Dan Passamato. Dan is an entirely self-taught musician, out of necessity, since he spent 15 years living in Germany and 8 in Alaska. His new record is called Mostly Melodeon, and it's credited to Dan Passamato and many friends. Let's hear Da'ai Wifey, a Shetland reel featuring Kevin Burke on fiddle and Francis Cunningham on bouzouki, and then a song, Leave Her Johnny, on which Dan is joined by Mick Mulcrone on vocals and bouzouki. So here we go with a pair from Dan Passamato and friends on The Kitchen Party, Kaylee.
Johnny, leave her. It's a long, hard pull to the next payday, and it's time for us to leave her. The winds were foul and the work it was hard. Leave her, Johnny, leave her. From the Liverpool docks to the Dublin yard, and it's time for us to leave her. Leave her, Johnny, leave her. Oh, leave her, Johnny, leave her. The voyage is done and the winds don't blow, and it's time for us to leave her. The skipper was bad, but the matey was worse. Leave her, Johnny, leave her. They blow you down with the spike and the curse, and it's time for us. Leave her, Johnny, leave her. Oh, leave her, Johnny, leave her. The voyage is done and the winds don't blow, and it's time for us to leave her. It was rotten meat and moldy bread. Leave her, Johnny, leave her. You'd eat it or you'd starve to death, and it's time for us to leave her. Leave her, Johnny, leave her. Oh, leave her, Johnny, leave her. The voyage is done and the winds, they don't blow, and it's time for us to leave her.
Brand new music there from melodeon player Dan Passamato. First up was a Shetland reel, Da'ai Wifey, also featuring Kevin Burke on fiddle, and then a traditional song, Leave Her Johnny. Both of these selections come from Dan's recently released album, Mostly Melodeon. Let's keep the new music coming, and in fact, here's our New to You segment, this time featuring Irish fiddler Josie Nugent. This is Josie's first appearance on our program, and she's a multiple All-Ireland winning fiddler who's just put out her record, Modal Citizen. Although the album mostly features Josie's compositions, we're going to hear a medley of tunes she didn't write, and she's joined here by three other fiddlers, Nigel Bellier, Diana Bellier, and Jordy McAdam. We'll follow that with a selection from John McCusker, but first, here's Josie Nugent with Jimmy Doyle's Barn Dances on the Kitchen Party Cayley. Thank you. John McCusker there, the great Scottish multi-instrumentalist originally from Glasgow, with a medley of Wee Michael's March, Joe's Tuxedo, and Pacific Avenue. John grew up as a huge fan of the Battlefield Band, and he was able to join them on fiddle when he was only 17, giving up his studies at the Royal Scottish Academy to do so. He spent 11 years with the Battlefield Band, and the track we just heard comes from John's second solo album, Yellow Hoose, released in 2001, right around the time he left the group. Before that, we had new music from Irish fiddler Josie Nugent, a set called Jimmy Doyle's Barn Dances, from Josie's newly released record, Modal Citizen. We're going to keep with the Scottish theme for a moment. First up in this next block is John Allen Cameron, to whom we paid tribute in a special show on April 15th. This time, we'll hear him on a medley of Doug's Jig and Far on Din Vos from his newly reissued album, The Minstrel of Cranberry Lane, which originally came out in 1969. We'll hear John Allen's signature 12-string guitar style on this medley, and keep in mind that he's playing with a thumb pick and using all downstrokes. From there, we'll have a classic song from the Tannehill Weavers. But first, here's John Allen Cameron on the Kitchen Party Cayley.
Thank you. our seed we met Kawuni that blooms beside the rill like vanished Swiss the views of our his Alps with longing I gave that shines on my country. No more I win by a stale land or peatland's cry. Those days can never come back again. Of 30 years that's gone, but fancy of a midnight hour will steal across the sea, and yesterday, even up. Dream. I saw the old country. Each well-known scene that met my view brought childhood's joys to mind. The blackbird sang on to Shaylin. The song he sang lang syne, but like a dream, time flies away. Again the morning came, and I awoke in Canada, 3,000 miles.
The Tannehill Weavers there, with the Scottish Settlers' Lament from their 1986 album, Land of Light. Featured there were Roy Gullane on guitar, Ian McInnes on pipes, Phil Smilly on whistle, Ross Kennedy on bouzouki, and special guest Doogie McLean on fiddle. The liner notes contain a warning for this song, saying that if you become homesick easily, you should listen with a friend. Good advice. Before the Tannehill Weavers, we went back another 17 years for a jig set from John Allen Cameron. We heard Doug's Jig and Far on Den Vos from his album The Minstrel of Cranberry Lane, which is now available for the first time in decades. Our programming tonight is made possible by support from Nine Irish Brothers, 575 Massachusetts Avenue at the corner of Mass Ave and East Street in Indianapolis. In addition to fine food and drink, they have live music, Irish only, every weekend, including Ennis Clare on May 21st, Highland Rain on June 3rd, and then on June 4th, our Canadian friends, the Town Pants, will be back. If you'd like more information, the website is nineirishbrothers.com and the Facebook page is NIB Indy. I want to mention, too, that Circle City Gaeltacht is offering beginner-level Irish language classes to all ages. Classes begin Saturday, June 4th and run to Saturday, June 25th at the Holy Cross Parish Center, 125 North Oriental Avenue in Indy. Classes are at 10 a.m. If you'd like more information, call 317-420-1047 or email indygaeltacht, that's IndyGaeltacht at gmail.com. Cost is $50 for the four-week course. We've got time for one more track before the finale, and we'll feature our friend Martin Hayes. Martin will be appearing with Dennis Cahill at the Old Town School of Folk Music in Chicago on May 28th. For now, we're going to hear Martin on what's probably his last album without Dennis, a record called Under the Moon, which was released in 1995. From that recording, let's check out a barn dance called Lucy Farrs. So here we go with Martin Hayes on the Kitchen Party, Kaylee. Thank you. You are listening to The Kitchen Party, Kaylee. Martin Hayes there with a lovely barn dance, Lucy Farrs, from his 1995 album, Under the Moon. As I mentioned at the top, Martin will be appearing with Dennis Cahill at the Old Town School of Folk Music in Chicago on May 28th, which promises to be an amazing time. We're getting near the end of our show for today. I hope you've enjoyed our time together, and I look forward to having you join us again next week. I want to thank our sponsors, Nine Irish Brothers in Indianapolis and the Scotty Grant Irish Music Club. Reach us by email at kitchenpartykaylee, that's all one word, and Kaylee is Ceilidh, at gmail.com, by Twitter at @KPC_radio, or through our Facebook page. You can find podcasts and playlists from all of our shows at iTunes. For our final track this week, we'll end how we began with Lunasa and the Dimmers. Until next time, I am your host, Dave Baghdad, and I thank you for listening. We'll see you here again on Friday at 8 p.m. right after the Hogeye Navi show. Slán ogat.
You've been listening to The Kitchen Party Kaylee on WITT 91.9 FM, Indianapolis Community Radio. This program was made possible by support from Nine Irish Brothers and the Scotty Grant Irish Music Club, as well as donations from the Friends of The Kitchen Party Kaylee. We hope that you'll join us again next Friday at 8 p.m. The Kitchen Party Kaylee is written, produced, and hosted by Dave Bagdad and was recorded at EMAS Studios in Broad Ripple. The Kitchen Party Kaylee is a Fortnite production. Thanks for listening.